microscopy of she was talking about the clumping of the blood cells.
Right.
You know, when they clump, they're unable to transfer everything to the other cells as easily. They have to be separated. So you put it on the sternum. You immediately energize all the blood, you know, and then energize all the cells. Become separated and therefore transfer the nutrition very easily. But I'll give you a very simple what is important to me. I was just talking to a fellow last night. He was telling me about a 76-year-old woman who has the same problem as this younger fellow did. Brought this younger fellow in. He's a computer programmer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he types all day.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at his hands, and he had this funny way of typing. He didn't move his fingers. He actually moved his hands. I asked him, you know, I've never seen anyone type that way before. He said, I have so much arthritis, I can't even lace my fingers.
Mm.
And so I told him, well, look, let's just try this. Stick it over your sternum, because, again, that's the main energy point of the body.
Right.
I said, just give it a try. And 3.5 days, which is kind of like the normal schedule of response that we see. I mean, some things take longer, but there's a tremendous value in 3.5 days. All of a sudden, he just relaxed. And, you know, see, most people don't understand about arthritis. There's an acceptable definition in the scientific theater called MDS, Magnetic Deficiency Syndrome. And we actually, we look at that we look at it just by testing the voltages. You know, we see what's happening. And in arthritis, for example, every bone joint connection is the same pole. It's positive-positive or negative-negative. One end will be positive-positive, the other end will be negative-negative. Okay, I mean, that's the way it is when you're when your energy levels, your electromotive vitality is high. Okay, however, when your electromotive vitality goes down, and it does, I mean, we're talking about the human battery here, you know, it will go down in people. What happens is that same pole repulsion, which is normal at health, all of a sudden goes into both poles, which attract, which is exactly what happens with bones when they're trying to recalcify if they're broken.
Exactly.
So what happens is it builds up, you know, calcium and et cetera in there. So what occurs is when you raise the overall energy vitality of the body, all of a sudden those joints go back to normalcy.
Gee.
And they start clearing out, and hey, the arthritis goes away, because see, arthritis is not a normal function of high electromotive vitality.
So when you put the magnets on the body, are you kind of increasing circulation to that air, to that site?
Well, it does increase the circulation. Again, I would advise people to go to our site to take a look at the...
Well, mention your site now.
It's Biomag Science.
Biomag, M-A-G, Science.
.com.
Okay.
Now, that can lead you to the foundation site, but we put everything there at biomagscience.com, so they can see it right there. But the issue is, yes, absolutely. Everything is transferred. Your oxygen levels, your nutritional levels. I mean, every aspect of homeostasis is based on the cell's ability to operate at its highest level of efficiency. And that, of course, all comes from the blood. You know, the blood's the carrier mechanism, in and out. So what I love about the microscopy, the photomicrographs, is you can see before and after. One of the issues that really surprised me, and I must say I had a good instinct for this thing, but Carol, wouldn't you agree with me that the issue about the free radical sites?
Yes, I wanted to say that, because not only is there immediate circulation,
right,
but, you know, people know about negative ions, how they're good.
Right.
Well, when you put the negative stream or the negative ions from the proper application, the free radical activity stops immediately, because now it's in the correct, what Peter was calling the zeta potential. is a slight negative charge around the cell.
Ah.
And it's immediate. So that's why I think the tissue healing is so fast. I've never seen anything do it that quickly.
Wow.
And that's why the pain goes away right away, and the tissue damage stops.
Wow. Carol, do you get any flack from the establishment out there using some of these on some of your patients?
Well, the typical thing is when things heal really fast, it's sad but true. The common response is, fine, you know, I don't know, I don't want to know what you're doing, but just keep doing it. It won't hurt, you know, it doesn't seem to be hurting anything.
Right.
So that's whatever.
Yeah,
that's a whole other subject.
Right, I gotcha. Okay, welcome back. We're here with Peter Kulish and Carol Bergeron from the Foundation for Magnetic Science. And Peter, are there any clinical trials being done with this at all in any way, or is it just mostly, I know I have about 50 testimonials here that they're just unbelievable. But is there any scientific research going on with your product at all?
Oh, yeah. We're conducting this. You've got to understand one thing that we don't talk about all that much, but I have a number of medical colleges and universities overseas that are conducting this. It was the University of Beijing Medical Center, which is responsible for the curriculum, medical curriculum in all of China, is teaching this in curriculum, teaching this book, using this book.
They're way ahead of us, then.
Well, they are. And, you know, the interesting thing is that, you know, they've been doing magnets for 5,000 years, and then finally they're following the guidelines in this. Well, this, you know, it's not a matter of they're following my book. This book is strictly an analysis of the way the energy values in the body correctly go. I mean, there's just, you know, it's just scientific measurements. Mm-hmm. You know, Jim, you had mentioned one thing earlier, and you know, that was about other magnets out in the marketplace. There are some other magnets out there that I think are equal to these things, though. Nobody that we know of, unless they're associated with us, are teaching the proper protocols. For example, like if you have carpal tunnel in the right wrist, right forearm, you put the negative. The negative is the healing energy, okay?
Right.
But you put it on the back, the opposite palm side, the dorsal side, you know, the posterior side of that wrist. If you have it on the left side, you put it on the anterior or the palm side, because the issue is that that's where the negative pathways are. I mean, that's where the other side, the right palm side, is positive. Well, you don't put negative on positive for those people who have ever used jumper cables on a car and crossed them.
That's exactly.
Very dangerous. Actually, very dangerous. I mean, when you're dealing in 700, well, actually, when you have problems, you're probably dealing in about 200 picofarads. That means 200 billionths of a volt. Okay? I mean, that's the actual voltage, the cellular values of the volt.
It's like a kiss.
Oh, exactly, and then you suddenly put several volts in, you know, which is tremendous, and you put it on the wrong side. You're not helping it. You're actually sparking it.
Well, Peter, there's these companies out there that you can buy magnets and put it into your shoes or
your
mattresses.
Mattress, yeah.
Can you comment on those at all?
Well, yes, absolutely. You know, it's an interesting thing for those who know about the trigger points on the body. You've got trigger points in your hands. You can see them in your eyes. You can visualize them in your eyes. They certainly are on the bottom of your feet. It's all right to treat the feet very well. Let's put it this way. You have to be careful. And I'll give you an example of that. Someone asked a company whether it was all right, because they had a defibrillator, if it was all right to use foot pads. And they said, oh, yeah, sure, it's fine. You know, it's far away from, you know, where your defib is. He put it in, and it screwed it up. It immediately screwed it up, okay? Because, you know, all your trigger points, all your trigger points, your organs, your glands, everything is in your feet.
Yeah, the reflex.
So you have to be very careful in doing that. The magnetic beds. There was at one time they were bringing out terrible magnetic beds. I mean, I hesitate to mention the companies, but I will mention them. In Nikon, they did multi-level, and I've done work over in Japan. As a matter of fact, we got our what would be called our FDA number to sell in Japan, which was a whole process we had to go through.
Right.
Over there, they call that multipole, which is what the Nikon or Japan Life or there have been some other companies. They've got the special diamond effect or this or that, but they've got these multipolar pads, and they call them sore shoulders medicine over there. And the fact of the matter is that you don't mix the poles. Never. I mean, you don't put positive, negative, which is what these pads are. Because as soon as you see positives expanding and negatives contracting, so there's always an aggregate of positive. Well, positive is what the cells go into when they're traumatized. And, you know, that sends a signal to the brain to get negative energy down to raise the zeta potential again. So why in the world would you go after and use a pad that's positive in nature? That's adding an electromotive stress energy to the body.
So initially, somebody who's using one of these pads may feel good for a little bit, but over the long run, it's going to may even have a negative effect on them.
Well, if they're using one of the small pads, now let me be. I mean, that's that type of magnet.
Right.
There are bed pads, and most of them have gone to negative now, which is good.
Good.
That's excellent. Although, I will say this, and we make these things ourselves, but we only make them custom for people because we want to know how tall they are, where they sleep, and where their adrenal glands are when they're sleeping. Because we found that the bed can be excellent for everybody. The negative magnetic pad, which depending upon the bed size is however large it is. But we make sure that there's a 10-inch area. So that when they're sleeping, their adrenal glands are not on that area because we've seen everybody remembers the first couple nights they sleep on these things. You know, wow, what a great change, you know, rest, the calming negative energy. And then what we found out is that people, after they've been on them for a while, they still remember those first several nights. But then we find out they're rather lethargic, and what we find out is that they've got a hypoadrenal state.
Yeah.
So we make these pads. It's not a main business with us or anything, and I just want you to know that, you know, our main business is to provide the tools and research for people to help themselves.
Awesome.
You know, I think I mentioned the last time that woman was in a coma with pancreatitis, a really acute pancreatitis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was on a trend for 36 hours to live. I mean, that's what they said. I mean, she might have lived longer. It's possible. Her son was he did some printing for us on the West Coast, and he asked the doctor if he could try something. The doctor, of course, you know, because she was on her way out, he says, yeah, try anything. And so we did the Meridian Energy Therapy, and we put one of our super bios, you know, with this deep tissue treatment over her pancreas, which, you know, I mean, it was just about fully shut down. It just wouldn't deliver anything, you know. And she woke up in 2 days.
Hmm.
Now, that's just an actual just head-on, straight-on treatment where we treated the organ, and we stimulated with this Meridian Energy treatment.
Gee. It's absolutely fascinating. All right, we're back. Peter's going to be at the store after the show, usually probably from about 12:30 or so for a few hours, and anybody wants to come in, has questions for him, wants to see how these are put on the body. We have his book at the store called Conquering Pain, The Art of Healing with Biomagnetism. He'll sign the book for you. And see, actually, you come out with a little kitchen magnet, you know, a little refrigerator magnet with your face on it. That would be great.
Yeah, well.
That'd be your calling card. But, you know, we have a lot of his products there, too, and we have the kits there in the book. and some of the small magnets that you can just use right around the body. They're all over the body, on your sternum, like you said. I've worn it. People have come in the store and said, what's that little red thing on your sternum there? And it opened up a whole new topic of conversation. Interesting thing in his kit, he has a magnetizer water jar energizer. What is that, Peter? How does that work?
Am I on with this?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Okay, good, good, because the earpiece went off.
That's all right.
These are a very simple. What we tried to do is make them so they're easy to use and expensive to buy if you buy them separately. The deal is that you put this on a water jar, perhaps, you know, a 1.5 liter or an old orange juice or apple thing or apple juice container, and you make magnetized water. Well, now, what's magnetized water? Okay. Well, magnetized water is very simple. What it does is it takes, see, most people don't understand this, but all fluid molecules have a tendency to clump together like really like grape clusters.
Right.
Okay. The deal is that if you magnetize them, they all separate. They all take on the same charge. They all separate. Well, what happens when they separate? Well, there's a number of things that happen, but one of the things is that they're able to get into the cells. Now, remember, water is a carrier mechanism which helps hydrate the cells. Okay, so the best water that you can get are water that is the molecules have been separated. Another factor is that there's a hormone in the body that breaks the oxygen, separates the oxygen and the hydrogen. Okay, the oxygen goes to the cells to make the cells work, you know, process and eliminate. And the hydrogen, most people don't understand, but the hydrogen is the number one electrical component that runs the glands and the organs. We've seen this quite a few times where there's a lot of illness, and simply because of a lack of hydrogen in the body. We know this in the inverse, okay. We know this in the inverse because by magnetizing the water, breaking up the molecules, this hormone can get to all of them instead of just the ones on the outside of these kind of grape cluster-like molecules. So increasing the hydrogen values, and there's all kinds of documentation. I mean, you know, a lot of what we do is not just all our research. I mean, we're gathering research all
sure,
the time.
All over the world. Yeah. So these magnets, they last a lifetime. Do they ever go to get weaker? Or
no. No.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's great. It is amazing. They're seriously...
What a lousy business, Peter. You should
have
run out.
It's a lousy business. I know.
You can double your profit.
We just have to take care of more people. That's all.
That's it. Now, you also have a device, which I bought many years ago, that you can put on your pipes in the house to basically do the same thing as a water softener does. Do you still like that, or...?
Yeah, well, you know, what we're doing is we're bringing out a whole new series in that. We're bringing it out this next year.
Oh.
And, we're not offering that right now through the foundation. But
that was an interesting concept, how you can change the water molecules in the pipes.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you do it properly, there's a lot of things that you can do with magnetism. I mean, it's fascinating.
How about pets? Can pets, you put these on pets?
You know, I tell you what, it's quite interesting. For some reason, it's a philosophical question, but pets respond so quickly. I mean, we see people respond very quickly, but pets, on average, respond even quicker. And what we do is we use some of our smallest ones, so it's called the power wafers, and we just stick it on the collar, on the top of their neck. Yeah. And my gosh, I can't tell you how many funny stories. We can talk about older dogs that are sleeping. I mean, they're just hanging out on their way out, so to speak, you know. And then all of a sudden, becoming like 3-4 years younger in behavior and living that much longer.
Wow.
You know, just getting, jumping up from a sleeping position to, in some cases, being very randy and neighborly. It's quite remarkable how pets respond. Yes.
You know, you were probably the only person on Earth that rooted for Magneto in the X-Men movie, right?
Well, you know, I got to say, I mean...
he was the most powerful guy.
Yeah, well, he's the core of magnetism. I mean, what are you going to say?
Magneto Core, right? It's the name of your company. It's Magneto Core.
Yeah, well, that's the commercial company that handles the foundation product.
All right,
yeah.
Please, everybody, come to the store, meet Peter himself, shake hands, get attracted to him.
We're going to talk about magnets in store, show you how to do it. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us.